It is a 6-month safety and efficacy of the BNT162B2 mRNA Coronadoom 19 vaccine. And if you're looking at the chart in the chat room, it shows that 45,441 people were screened and 44,165 were randomized, and they were given a placebo, meaning they were given a saline injection. So add the two and you get almost 90,000. So this is the 90,000 person study that you hear all of the sadists, serial sadists out there droning on endlessly about. That's so safe. It may be the safest vaccine in the history of safe vaccines. This study actually shows, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of what the results are, you're actually better off getting the Coronadoom and beating it. Now, this is just straight up physical result versus physical result. We're not even talking long term after the fact mRNA issues with blood clots and myocarditis and what have you. And who knows what happens? You're actually better off getting the saline. Maybe we should try and find doctors that will photograph us getting jabbed with contact lens solution. Sterilized, of course. So at the end of the study, I'm reading this, I'm going like this. I'm just shocked that they didn't try and don't. Pfizer didn't conduct the study is the reason why. 22,085. I'm sorry, I didn't give you the 90,000. It's 45,000, not 90,000. 22,085 people got jabbed with the first dose of the Franken jabs, what the study says. 55 withdrew. Then after dose one, 46 caught the Coronadoom. After that, 271 withdrew, including two deaths. The people that got the saline solution, 22,080 got saline. 50 withdrew as opposed to 55, so this is perfectly normal. 110 caught the Coronadoom after dose one of saline. 380 withdrew, including two deaths. So more people got the Coronadoom that did not get the jab. But wait, well, you got to hear the end result here. Same amount of deaths, two deaths. You scroll down a little further, 21,759 now remain, and they get dose number two of the Franken jab. 21,650 get dose number two of the saline solution, the placebo, as they call it. Of the actual jab group, 85 caught the Coronadoom. And now, 925 of those that got saline injections, placebo, 925 caught the Coronadoom. Back to the Pfizer actual jabbed group. After the second dose, 167 withdrew, including 14 deaths. Of the placebo group, 273 withdrew, including 13 deaths. So far, the saline solution is running a neck and neck with the Franken goo. Now, the next step of the trial, open label. Participants now know if they had BNT162B2 or the placebo. Okay, what happened? 20,334 now remain in the Pfizer control group that got both jabs. Okay? 20,794 now remain in the placebo group that did not get a jab. And the footnote here is no mentioned extra deaths for placebo only in open label. Okay, so then the next step on the graph, follow-up, BNT162B2, three people die. And then former placebo who had BNT162B2 during open label, two deaths. And then the death summary. For those that were in the Corona Doom control group, they actually got both of the injections, according to the schedule. 21 of them died. One caused by COVID, one HIV infected, four cardiac arrest. Of the control group that got nothing, saline solution, 15 died. Wait a minute. You're telling me that less people died in the control group? They got Bausch and Lomb saline solution, then got the Corona jab? Two died by COVID, one HIV infected, one cardiac arrest. What does that study show? Your odds of surviving that time period were actually better if you didn't get the Franken-goo than if you did. Here's the number that stands out to me, though. Over 1,000 non-jabbed got Corona Doom, but only one of them died. That's a pretty good survival rate, I think. One out of 924? Where's Schaefer at when I need him? Schaefer, what's the, how does that break down statistically? Or one of you guys that's good at doing statistical analysis here. You're better off. The guy that wrote the tweet is an MD. He goes, you are actually have a better chance of being, of surviving the same time period by having saline solution. Hell, maybe the saline solution helps. Maybe the saline solution is a prophylaxis. So we begin our broadcast today with the news of that. I'm just blown away by that. What have I been telling you? The farther away you get from the touchstone moment, the event horizon, if you will, when the majority of people got their second Franken jab, the farther removed that you get away from it, the more it is going to become statistically and data-driven known that the vaccine is a demonstrable failure. Let me make another comment on the vaccine, as they call it, or the inoculation, as it should be called. And new Tenochtitlan governor, Hateful Hockle, Satan's apostle. And we'll play you this video clip later on in the show. Del Bigtree makes a definitive and I think defining point on this. I don't know why I didn't see it, but I'm glad Del picked up on it, and I'm happy to repeat it to you from Mr. Bigtree. He goes like, she says God sent the vaccine. And Bigtree goes, Christians out there ought to be livid over this. So you just lowered the bar for God. Because if God had anything to do with the Franken jab, and that's the best he can do, we're all in big trouble. We're praying to God for intercession or miracles on anything. It's a really good point. Wait a minute, you're saying that God pushed the hands and guided the people that made the Franken goo? Don't you think God would have made one that would have kind of like, I don't know, eradicated the jab, eradicated Corona, COVID-19. It's a great point. We'll play it for you later on in the program here today. I received I'm going to have to read it off my phone. I forgot to send it to Mrs. O'Connell, but I received this letter last night. Now, we've talked about this yesterday, and I believe this is going to be a subject of much conversation going forward. We played you the soundbite yesterday of Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming interrogating that pinko communist sea hag, Janet Yellen, who is the Federal Reserve Board Chief or whatever the hell that title is. Witch in charge of making brew and seances at the Fed board meetings.